Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2 and verse 44. Luke 2:44. And it reads, assuming he was in their company, they traveled on for a day before they began to look for him among their relatives and friends. This is the story of Jesus, my dear brothers and sisters. The Bible says that every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day, the Bible says. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers, from verses 41 to 47. Now, brothers and sisters, note the words, Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it, thinking he was in their company. My dear brothers and sisters, it was a full day's journey before they realized he was not with them. Then it took them 3 days to find him. There is a lesson here for us. And what is it? It's easier to lose that special sense of God's presence than to get it back once you have lost it. It's easy to wander off and do your own thing, unaware that you haven't included the Lord in your day or taken time to consult him about your plans. The way to maintain a sense of God's presence is to intentionally involve him in all that you do. There's always a way that we want to do our way, our thinking, our plans, our purpose, our ambitions, our goals. And a lot of time we don't involve the Spirit of God, the Heavenly Father. So I encourage you today, intentionally involve Jesus in all that you do. His Spirit is waiting to assist you. His Spirit is waiting to guide you, to direct you, and to bless you. Jesus promised in John chapter 14, verse 23, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? A Father and Jesus together will make their home in our lives. Your body is the temple of the Spirit. Allow God to dwell in you, to lead you, and to guide you in every way. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come and lead us and guide us in paths of righteousness. Take us besides the still waters and green pastures. Abba Father, we need your help, we need your grace, we need your mercy, we need your goodness to follow us all the days of our lives. Even today, I pray that your great grace and glory will abound upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your presence is what we need. Lord, your presence will lead us. We are, O Father, desperate for your presence. And we long like a deer that longs for the water in the desert, for your presence. So Jesus, lead us, guide us. And Father, bless us today with your divine presence. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them, because they are your heritage. Perfect everything that concerneth your people, O God. Lord, I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. Lord, I speak healing. I speak wholeness. Lord, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And I command their bodies to be aligned to God's word right now, right here, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we vow to give you the praise and the glory, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.